Hello and welcome to this episode of Glorious Living. I'm so glad you're joining me today because I believe God is going to touch your life in a wonderful way. Hello, I'm Kathy Duplantis, and I'm so glad you're joining me in Studio C today. Of course, I have Chrissy with me again.
Yes, ma'am, and it's a glorious time in the presence of God. We are so excited you're joining us, and I'm, guess what, Miss Kathy?
What?
Glorious is coming.
I know, and all this month, all the month of February, and even the beginning, the first one of March, we're going to begin to talk about our glorious conference, looking back and thinking ahead about what God's going to do in this conference.
Yes, and He always does so much. God always shows up and shows out for His children, His daughters, and you need to be in the house. So
that's
I'm
right.
Pumped up. I'm excited.
I am too, and just so you know, right up ahead in the beginning, the dates are March the 7th at 7 p.m., that's a Friday, and March the 8th on a Saturday. In the morning at 9 a.m., the service starts. There's going to be a boardroom live chat with Jesse and I on that Saturday morning service. And then we'll have a worship time, and I'll have a message there for that Saturday as well. So it's always such a powerful time. Now, registration is free, and you can do that today at jdm.org because we want to know that you're coming. It helps us to prepare if we know more in advance on how many people to expect.
Oh, yes. You know, Team JDM, we are ready to receive you, for you to come in, and expecting that God is going to change your life supernaturally. We want you here in the house. And I have a great, glorious story from a YouTube viewer from last year's conference. They're from Australia, so they couldn't be with us, but they watched online.
We have some Australians that come,
even though.
Yeah, they come to Visionary Conference and sometimes Glorious Conference. But people from all over the world watch on our... I'm so glad we do live stream it, because there's many people who can't come. And I believe that the same presence that's there in the room communicates through the screen.
Oh, yes. She says that. It says, wonderful, glorious conference team, JDM, I thoroughly enjoyed watching every minute of it online. It was a double dose of the best medicine. I also loved seeing Jesse and how he answered questions so clearly with kindness during the chat. A fantastic job. Thank you and love always from your partner in Australia. Well, we love you, and that is just so encouraging to know that people are being blessed, and especially when we do our questions and answers. Mm-hmm. And now Boss is going to be on the boardroom chat live with Miss Kathy. Y'all are going to do so great, sharing biblical insight and wisdom.
You know, we do our chat every week, and we do that in the boardroom. We tape that here in the boardroom set. And we love doing that, but I don't know, you guys, I don't know, maybe you, it was your idea, maybe.
Yeah, I had something
wanted
to do
him
with it.
to come in the Glorious Conference and do it live. And we haven't done, I think we may have done one.
We did.
Boardroom chat live, but usually it's recorded the day before and then it's posted. But this one will be live, so you'll be able to watch it live. And send in, I think you want them to be able to send in some questions,
definitely,
right?
Yes, ma'am. I want you, right now, actually, what I want you to do is comment your questions for Boss, Brother Jesse, and Miss Kathy below. And what Team JDM is going to do, they're going to select questions. And if your question is selected, you'll get a free digital copy of Miss Kathy's newest book, The Power of Prayer. So the Team JDM will message you with that information. So comment your questions below and tune in to see if your question is answered.
I love that.
It's so good. I love it.
I love it. And, you know, I'm looking forward to hearing your comments and your questions, because we always have fun when we talk about that. And it's live. We're not going to see those questions ahead of time. Y'all going to...
Yes.
Put those in, and of course, we never know what's going to come out of Jesse's mouth.
No, you never do. That's one reason to watch.
Yeah, it's always a fun time. And today
is
a fun time. We're so glad that you're here today because we have a great program. I'm excited to welcome back Christine Bartley and Mary Holton back to Studio C. Christine serves as my executive assistant here at the ministry, and she's also my sister. And Mary serves as Jesse's executive assistant and is such a blessing to us. Christine and Mary are here with us today to share about our upcoming Glorious Women's Conference and how it is important for women like precious faith to unite in the presence of God. Welcome back, Mary and Christine.
Thank you for having us.
I love you both. So excited to have
y'all
you.
Y'all been on here before, but not together.
Not together.
And I think it's so important that you get to know Mary and Christine, because they are a force when they're together.
Oh, yes.
And they've been with me on every women's conference that I've had, even before it was called Glorious. You girls were here.
Yes, ma'am.
So you've watched it grow over the years, and it's been always such a blessing to serve the Lord with you guys here.
Mm-hmm. I call them the dream team, because you're always so dynamic when you get together. Like Miss Kathy said, it's a force. And I'm so excited that you're with us to share about it, because I know people, they want to come and experience glory for themselves. And like Miss Kathy said, you've been here from the very beginning. So... How has it been? I mean, glorious or what?
I love how every year you feel that, how can God top it? But it gets better and better. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the word glorious, it's not just a phrase that you chose. I know that was from God to mm-hmm. you, because He takes us from glory to glory, and every year it builds upon each other. Mm-hmm. And I was just reflecting last night on some of the themes that you've had over the years and how awesome it is. God's glorious presence, His glorious majesty, mm-hmm. splendor, were His glorious treasure. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited for what's coming this year.
Yeah, and I think this year's treasure is the theme. Yes, glorious, God's glorious treasure. Mm-hmm. And we really need to realize that we really are a treasure to God, and He has already deposited great treasures in us. And so I'm looking forward to the things that God's going to put on my heart to share. Yes. And I hope that you're going
to
be here too.
Oh yeah, you have to come into the house, because just the anointing driving up onto the property, it's beautiful to watch online, but being here where the anointing is just so present and tangible, it's an unbelievable experience. So I definitely know where you're coming from, Mary. It is a beautiful experience, and it tops every year. It really does.
And we love seeing all the ladies come from, whether they're local or from other states. We have people coming from out of the country. Mm-hmm. We just love seeing everybody, their camaraderie, yeah. and making new friends. And
it's nothing like getting with a group of ladies. Yes. I mean, you know, you can be by yourself, watching it online. But when you get together corporately as a body, it just something about that. It just seems like it's the word just reaches into your heart maybe a little more. Mm-hmm. But it's just a powerful time where the ladies can get together and enjoy each other in the presence of God and learn, like Mary just said, get new friendships, mm-hmm. just be blessed by the other ladies that are here too. And you can be a testimony to someone also.
That's right. I love that.
And we love hearing the testimonies. In fact, many times at the Glorious Conference, the crew goes behind the scenes and mm-hmm. gets testimonies from women.
Yes.
And sometimes we share these ahead of time. I don't know if we have any that we'll be sharing this month, but it's wonderful to see how people come hungry. Mm-hmm. And they leave filled.
It's
they leave
so
refreshed
true.
And strengthened. And they come with issues, with things on their heart. Mm-hmm. And I see their faces light up. I remember when the Lord leads me many times to pray for them. We have always seemed to have time for personal prayer during these conferences. And that's so important, because I love seeing women experience breakthrough. Realize that who they really are in Christ. You know, this is a place where they can come and really, like I guess you would say, let your hair out. Have fun. We love to worship the Lord. We love to, and I love seeing them make new friends, like you were saying. Mm-hmm. And they come back year after year, and sometimes they only see these people once a year, or they connect maybe by correspondence or some other way during the year, but they get to reconnect.
Yeah, some of the ladies all stay in at the same hotel. We usually have a room block at one of the hotels, and they come the first meeting and they're by themselves, and by the end they're carpooling together and going to lunch together and having fun. They've made a new friend. They feel the love that we give to them through your messages, through God, and then the friendships begin, and they just create a new friendship that will last for a lifetime.
It's so awesome. I love it, because when you mentioned testimonies, Miss Kathy, I get the honor of talking to the ladies after each conference. We set up a little camera and a microphone, and I get to ask them, what did you like about the conference? What did God minister to you personally? And every one of them have a wonderful message to share about how they were built up in their faith. And I remember last year, one lady, she got teary-eyed. She said, the enemy didn't want me to come. My GPS went out, and it was raining on the way, and I just kept praying, Jesus, just get me there. And then I saw Ormond Boulevard, and I said, that's it. And she was so passionate. And she said, and I knew when I'd walk in the door, I'd have something just for me. And she left so filled and so excited that, the enemy didn't win. She got to the conference on time. She got her seat, and she was able to get that personal ministry time. And I just encourage you watching too, if that's you, just you feel like the enemy's just, I can't get there. I don't know what I'm going to do, or the finance, whatever the case may be, just keep believing. And we believe with you that you'll be here with us because it's such an awesome time.
It is really such an awesome time. And people of all different types come in here. Some of them they've just gotten saved. They've been watching the broadcast. Maybe you've been watching some of our chats and things online, and you've never been a part of an a live experience, mm-hmm. it's so important that you get here. Mm-hmm. It's important that it's good to have a goal.
Yeah.
It's good to have something to believe for and see accomplished. And we're believing with you that you're just not only going to plan it, you're going to be here.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter what opposition rises up. Mm-hmm. If you determine in your heart to be here, I believe that God is going to make a way for you to be
Amen.
Here.
So, so good. And I know when we were chatting a little while ago, Miss Mary, you talked about how important it is to not let anything stop you, even if you don't have maybe friends. Can you share a little bit about how taking that time to just
taking
go
initiative?
For it.
Yeah. Just thinking about, you know, there might be some ladies out there that, you know, they might not have somebody to come with, but they feel this prompting like, I really need to be there. Well, you know what? Maybe step out of your comfort zone and make that effort and go by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
It's not hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not hard. And like we said, making a friend, but or if it's something that's been on your heart to do maybe for a couple years, you've been a part of the ministry, you've watched online, mm-hmm. and you're just like, you know, I really want to go, but something might be hindering me or trying to keep me from going. Just make that step. God honors that.
Yes, He does.
Take the step of faith. Do it.
Do it. Come on down.
True. You know, Jesse and I were just at a church in California. I think it was Bakersfield, California. And, you know, I don't always get to go with Jesse. At a lot of his services, but I went there, and I remember, it's so funny when I do go, people who've been watching me along with him, or he's hurt, they've heard the stories that he's told about me. They go, oh, Kathy's here, Kathy's here. It's like Jesse just disappears into nothingness, and I'm there. The queen's here. But it was so encouraging to me because there were two ladies there, a mother and a daughter. The mother was the pastor, and she was saying, I have been wanting to meet you, you know, for a long time and go to your conference. She said, I want to be there. So they're there. They're coming to the conference
Amen.
From California. They're bringing about five of them, I think. And many times this is what pastors do. They'll bring their staff or a few key mm-hmm. people in their family maybe or on their staff to come. And they come and they have an experience like none other. Because
yes,
when you come together with people of like precious faith, something happens, you know, within your group as well as within the house.
Yes.
So we want you to bring your friends, but bring your faith and come expecting because I believe that God is going to transform your life. There is something that's on your heart that can only happen when you connect with people of like precious faith. Absolutely. There's sparks are going to fly.
Ooh, yes.
And I believe that we're going to see victory in your life.
Yes, and have fun, too. I mean, it's just so much fun when we get to Glorious. I mean, the ladies run in the doors. They're ready to go. And I'm just, when I talked to you, Miss Chris, when we talked about testimonies, because I know that's both of you work closely with Miss Kathy on Glorious Moments mm-hmm. and how exciting that is. We want to see those testimonies when you come. We have so many of healing, deliverance, restoration in all areas, physically, spiritually, financially.
Everything.
What does it do to you when you get those testimonies? I know you explained how sometimes it just overtakes you.
It's just really one of the highlights of my job because I really enjoy, because there's so many people that write in and they talk about how they have been, their lives have been changed because of the ministry, because through God, you know, through the ministry, God has changed a circumstance that maybe would have never been changed. Mm-hmm. And so it's just really encouraging to me as a believer to see those testimonies. Mm-hmm. They just uplift me. And then I usually read them out loud to the ladies who are around in my area, say, this is a really good one. You got to hear this one. Mm-hmm. So it's really good. And I like to encourage other people. So it's important that they're in the magazine.
Absolutely.
It really is an encouraging portion of our magazine to see what God has done through our ministry. Mm-hmm. And it just encourages you to go forward and accomplish something you may not be able to.
Yeah,
exactly.
And Christine's you've been with us for a long time.
Yeah.
You've been working for the ministry over 30 years.
33 years 30, in July.
33 years. Mm-hmm. And like I said earlier when I introduced her, she's my sister. She likes to tell everyone I'm her older sister.
That's awesome.
So she listened to her older sister when I said, you're going to be on the couch today. And because she's very comfortable working behind the scenes. Everyone loves Christine. I often say that if you have an argument with Christine, it's your issue. She's like sugar, you know.
Yes.
I mean, I never had an argument with her when I was growing up, and she's always so gentle and easy to be around. I say it was her and not me because I argued with my other sisters. But she genuinely just loves people. You
Absolutely.
Know, at the church, when we launched the church back in 1997, she said, I want to help you with the greeters.
Yes.
So she raised it up and molded the greeting ministry mm-hmm. that we have, because it's important that when people come through the door, they know that they're loved. And Chris, that was on her heart, because she genuinely loves people. That's why she loves reading those testimonies. Yeah. And I often say she's my right hand and my left. Mm-hmm. We could pull down anything together. Two ox equally yoked.
I love that so much.
And we pulled Mary in with us.
Oh, yeah. Then when Mary joined the team, how long have you been with us now?
27 years.
27 years. Mary jumped in there with both feet as well, and she's been amazing.
We're a good team. Mary and I, we say teamwork makes the dream work. So we get things done.
And you can tell y'all like being together. I mean, and it's funny how the more you're together when you work together in the ministry, and of course, Chris and I as sisters, I don't have to finish my sentence. In fact, I don't even have to start the sentence. She says, I know what you're looking at. I know what you need. And so it's really great that you can have this camaraderie. And this is what happens here at Jesse Duplantis Ministries. We're a team of people that love Jesus and love each other. And we just want to love on you. So that's why it's important that we put these conferences on here in March. Every March we have the Glorious Conference. And then in July, Jesse and the whole team get together and we put on the Visionary Conference.
So good.
It's wonderful. And we have people that come every year to these two events, at least to these two events. And we know that it's going to be spectacular.
Teamwork makes the dream work. The dream girls, the dream team. But I know we mentioned before, too, about working together so closely. And I just want to say thank you all, because the truth is there's not a lot of places, you know, maybe you're working someplace and you don't have that connection, but it's so possible if you keep God the center of your life and the center of your workplace, because I know that if I had a prayer request, I could go to you, Miss Chris, or Pastor Kathy, or you, Miss Mary, and you would totally just get with me, women of faith, like Precious Faith, gather together, no matter if we're in the office or in a hallway, on a TV program, whatever it is. And we unite together in prayer. And that's what we do at the Glorious Conference. Mm-hmm. Women come together in prayer and seeking the face of the Lord. And I believe that it's meant for us. We're designed that way. That's glorious living.
It totally is glorious living. Yeah. And that's why this program is called Glorious Living, because we highlight lives, people's lives that have been changed in different ways, from maybe how they got born again, maybe what life skills they have, and how their lives have been transformed. And it's good to give testimony.
Yeah.
You know, Paul the Apostle gave his testimony three times. It's recorded three times in the book of Acts. Mm-hmm. Just shows you how important it is to share your story.
Yes, it is.
And each one of us has a story. Yeah. And I like the way God connects our stories.
Yes, sure
my story wouldn't be the same without Christine or my sister, without Mary. And without you, Miss Chrissy.
Oh, well, thank you. You need Dino.
And it's not going to be the same without you.
Exactly.
And that's why it's so important that we want to see you here at Glorious. Make it all possible to be here. If not, please set it aside, mark your calendar, and make sure you watch online and be a part of the live online experience, because it's so powerful.
It sure is. It's so good to get together. We discussed
that yesterday when we were chatting about the meeting today, that if you can't come, we pray that you can.
Yes.
But if you can't come, you could watch it by yourself, but it would be even greater if you got a group of your girlfriends and had a group Glorious in your home or in your church or whatever, and encourage each other that way. Because corporately, it's just something about getting together with other ladies of like faith, hearing the word, fellowshipping with one another, encouraging in one another. You just grow, you know. So it's just, if you can't do it by yourself, I mean, if you can only do it by yourself, do it by yourself. But if you can, get a group of ladies and just
a glorious
and let us know.
Watch party.
Come yeah, on, that's what we call it.
And tag us.
Let us know that you're watching.
Come on. A glorious watch party. So
this
that's
is
what we
great.
Talked about. So.
I love that. Make sure you have dip.
Yeah, you got to have lots of
We can make the menu. Finger sandwiches, spinach dip.
Cake.
Cheese dip.
Gotta have cake.
Cheese dip. Cheese dip, too.
Cheese dip.
Oh, speaking of dips, Miss Chris makes the best shrimp dip of all time. So maybe Miss Chris won't make the shrimp dip, but you know, maybe you can get one. It's not going to be as good. But I'm just saying, it would be so fun. I love that, Mary. A glorious watch party.
Do it.
Yeah. So if you're planning to, just comment below. We're going to do it. Hashtag Glorious 2025 and let us know, because I'm telling you what, it's fun being a Christian. A lot of ladies might say, "Oh, that church stuff doesn't seem like it's for me." I'm telling you, being a Christian, being a daughter of the Most High, when you realize your identity in Christ.
Absolutely.
I mean, that just brings a joy and a strength inside of you to keep moving forward, to create your world and walk in it like we're supposed to be. I mean, to me, it's just everything we do here at the ministry builds that faith inside of us so we can accomplish all things.
Yeah, really, and I believe we need to celebrate relationships. We need to celebrate the fact that God has connected us, because there are many people that are partners, many people out there that consider themselves spiritual sons and daughters of this ministry. Yes. Maybe they connect different places, but when we all come together, it's a family.
That's right.
And we have a party.
We do have a party. It's
and I know there are decorations already being planned. We're going to dress up the house. Mm-hmm. And so we want you to dress up as, well, you can become casual, dressy casual, if you want to call it that. But just be here, because it's so important. Remember, the dates are March the 7th. That's a Friday at 7 p.m. and March the 8th at 9 a.m. And then on Saturday at the beginning at 9 a.m., we're going to have a boardroom chat live with Jesse and me on here right there on the Saturday morning. So you'll be able to experience it online as well as in the house. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we'll have our time of worship. We'll have a quick break, and then we'll worship the Lord together. And then we'll have another time of ministry and message right there that is going to be so impactful. Mm-hmm. I believe that God is already preparing hearts, bringing people that are destined to be there. You know, God has called us for such a time as this.
Yes,
and we're not to be isolated. He wants us to come together and believe Him for some things. So I'm believing that you'll be here for that. Remember, registration is free. You can just go to jdm.org and let us know that you're on the way, and we'll be preparing your seat.
Oh, yeah. We have glorious giveaways we have planned.
Yeah, we have always fun.
We have so much fun. I'm telling you what. So you have to be there. The glorious giveaways are so wonderful. And I get to see their faces when they find out that they win and come to the front. And just the joy of the Lord. It's our strength. And as women, we need to gather together and do that. You know, the world wanted to isolate us and tear us apart. You know, back when COVID hit in 2020, it was like, no, let's not do this, not get together. And the world is, so because of that tactic of the enemy, people have social anxiety. They don't want to get together anymore. But the Lord wants us to have communion and fellowship. It's changing. Yes, it is. And so I just know that it's meant for us to share the love of Jesus with each other and then go out in your corner of the world, wherever you are, and spread that love there.
Yeah.
You know?
And we're already developing glorious products. In fact, they may can still get the t-shirt and come with. Some groups might want to come with their t-shirts. You can get them online early.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Miss Kathy, because we have new sweatshirts. We have new t-shirts all on jdm.org. You can go on there and look at them. They're really awesome. So stylish. So cute. Come prepared with your girlfriends matching, taking selfies and just having a good time. So that's
all for your watch party.
Yeah. Order for your watch party. Mary has that. And, but yeah, so we love to do the 7-star experience. You
that's know? Right. Mm-hmm. We started out with a 6-star, but said we can do better.
Yeah. Maybe 8.
7-star sounds like a heavenly experience.
Yeah, it sure does.
So we just love the fact that you're watching today. And I believe that no matter where you are in life, you know, we're talking about a conference that's going to be coming up in March. But even today, right where you are, God can show you that He wants you to have a life that's a wonderful life.
Yes.
Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10, He says, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly, to the full, till it overflows, the Amplified says. So we know that our God loves us and He wants us to live a glorious life. Mm-hmm. And we've experienced that, and we want everybody in the world to experience it as well. Mm-hmm. It's why we have these conferences. It's why we do everything that we do.
Yes.
And everything we do is paid, is supported by our wonderful partners. Maybe you're a partner and you're watching today. I just want to say thank you for helping us to do all that God's called us to do. This is our 49th year of ministry, of reaching people and changing lives one soul at a time. And we're just doing all that we're called to do to prepare the world so that they know that Jesus is coming and He has a great life for them on this earth before He comes. Mm-hmm. And thank you, partner, if you've been helping us to do that. And if you're not a partner, you can be. You just go to jdm.org. Or you can use PayPal, text to give. All the information for doing that to support what God's called us to do in the world is available. You can see that on the screen and be a part of it. If the Lord leads you to do that, just know that we pray for you. We expect God to touch your life in a significant way.
Amen. Oh, my gosh.
It's been so awesome just chatting with you girls. I know that all this month where we're going to be talking with different staff members that help us to put the Glorious Conference on. It started with Christine and Ricky Christine and Mary. Ricky is her husband, who's also working behind the scenes, by the way. But we have a whole team of people that are working behind the scenes to prepare our place place for you because we want you to be here. So Mary and Christine, thank you so
much.
You're
welcome.
I know it's going to be a great one. We're already making plans. We got lots of things in the works, preparing the, the refreshment time with the leaders that are coming, and also the just the fun time, the decorations.
Oh yeah, the decorations are always so beautiful, and then we have a photo wall where you can gather with your friends, post it on social media, and I just love going through all of the photos and seeing the exuberance, seeing the fun, and seeing the refreshment that the Lord brings every time someone walks into those doors. And I believe you will be there, and I can't wait to meet you. It's going to be awesome. It really, really
is. Amen. So good. Well, Mary, you know, today, I know you've been contacting different leaders and people that have come before you, connect with them, and I know that you're going to continue to do that. There's still some things on our list. We have a checklist.
I do have a checklist.
Things that we do. So Mary's a perfectionist.
Working on it. Mary has
so
a checklist.
Is Christine.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So are y'all getting excited?
We are so excited. We work like we've been talking about. We're a great team, and I love that there's it's just a cooperation and never competition. And I feel like that's so
that's
helpful.
That's been from the beginning. Yeah, it's like you know, she's like my daughter almost. You know, so I call her my Mary or my girl. You know, so it's just a good friendship, but it's good to have that. So I encourage y'all to find someone that you can tag along with if you're working along with someone. Don't compete. You work together as a team, and you get so much
more
done.
Bring the glory to God.
But yeah.
I love that.
We're excited for all the ladies to come. We look forward to it every year. Every year gets better.
Yeah, it does.
And we look forward to the word that you always have to share.
Always
and encourages us.
I'm excited about that. I just know that the Lord has placed something precious within you always, Pastor Kathy, that people are going to take hold of and run with it as they step into their corner of the world.
Amen. I believe that. And I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting God to use you, and use me to reach you and all the people that He's called to us to impact all over the world. Mm-hmm. So I hope that you'll be here. If not, make sure you watch. And like you said, get a watch party together.
Yes.
Get a group of people and let us know what you experience right there in your own place.
Amen. Yes. So there's no distance. Faith is no distance between you and us. So I encourage you, if you're watching online, to take hold of that corporate anointing that's in here, and because I know that lives will be changed and impacted gloriously.
That's so good.
Amen.
I love that.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. It's been so wonderful having you girls
Thank
back.
Thank you for having
coming
us.
Back. I know Christine came kicking and screaming.
That's
She's
right.
more comfortable behind the scenes, but
yes,
you did a
indeed.
Great job.
Thank you.
Didn't y'all think she did a great job.
It's okay. Everybody
you
deserves
too,
a
Mary.
Clap.
Thank you.
You know, it's important sometimes to just step out of that comfort zone and step into where God's calling you. It helps you to grow, and it helps you to help and reach other people. And I believe that people have been reached today because of our passion and our heart to just reach people around the world through every outreach that we do here, including the Glorious Conference.
Yes, that is so right.
Well, thank you so much for being here with today. I hope that you'll join me next week for another great program right here in Studio C. I'll be looking for you. Bye-bye.
You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone, everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis' Glorious, a conference for women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.